guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Today I have an advice question from a gentleman that wants to be kept anonymous. So I'm just going to call him Professor Lover. And he asks a good question, and I think it's something that should be covered because, you know, my Joker's wild. I want to keep doing this where you guys ask me questions and I can try to dole out some advice. Because I'd like to be able to help some of you guys with some questions. And this one's good because while you may not necessarily be a student that's in love with your professor, you might be a young man trying to win a woman's love or attention. And as such, you want to try to do things that make her care for you. And that's what this young man is doing. And I'm going to tell you why that doesn't work. He says, hello, I love your YouTube channel. Have you considered starting a podcast on iTunes, Google Play Music, etc.? I have, and hopefully once I get done building the bus and I'm on the road, I will do so. That way, if something happens to my YouTube channel, I can continue communicating with you guys and hopefully earning enough money to do so. He says, anyway, here's my question. Please keep me anonymous. I don't want anyone to get in trouble for any reason. I am in love with my professor at my university. I'll stop you right there. You're not in love with her. You're infatuated with her. I'll keep reading and then we'll touch back on that. She's 27 years old. I'm 24. I'm in her class for the second level right now. I know she also likes me because last semester we would both behave very flirty and casual after classes. I won't go into the details, but just take my word for it. During the winter vacation, I confessed my love to her and she didn't say no. Okay, you're already in trouble here. The thing is that it's if you confess your love to a woman that has not confessed her love to you first, you have put her on a pedestal and you value her more than she values you. You should never be the first one to say, I love you in a relationship if you're a guy. If you're a girl, you probably don't want to come right out and say that either. You need to feel things out and go from there. Remember, women control access or the ability of fun in the bedroom. Women say yes or no to the bedroom activity. Men say yes or no to relationships. By saying you love her and that you care for her, you've already said yes to the relationship portion of it without her saying yes to the being close to each other and intimate to each other. That is backwards. That's not how it looks. You don't want to get emotionally involved with anyone, and especially so with someone that is not giving you or providing you any benefits out of it. Let's continue on. He says, we continue to talk after classes a lot this semester about our personal lives and interests. She's also interested in starting her own YouTube channel, and I agreed to help her make videos over the summer one-on-one. I say video production, or I study video production. Okay, what is she giving you? And that's an honest question. What is she giving you? What are you getting for your return on your investment? Answer is nothing. She's giving you a little bit of validation, but what are you getting out of it? Nothing. So how do you know she's not, you? Number one, you confessed your love. She may not have explicitly said no or said, I'm not interested in you. She may have just kind of played it low key. Now, all of a sudden, you're helping her and she's done nothing for you other than flirt with you a little bit. So now you're going out of your way to help her make videos. You're helping her better herself. You're maybe helping her move her career forward with her YouTube channel. Maybe you're helping her make money with her YouTube channel, depending on how big it gets. And what are you getting out of this? Nothing. You are really getting nothing out of this. This is what we call being used. Now, you can say all you want that she's not going to use you and so on and so forth, but you're putting forth effort and getting nothing in return. In other words, you're doing free work. Now, if I asked you to come over to my house and help me pour a concrete foundation and set up studs, and I'm going to make a patio, and I just say, hey, man, just do it for me because we're friends. Would you do it? Now, if the answer is yes, hey, that's awesome. And a lot of guys would do that for a best friend. But a best friend is going to be giving you things in return. A best friend is going to be there for you. How is she here for you? She's giving you nothing. So basically, she's just using you. He says, the problem is we can't officially date for one more year because it's against our university policy. Okay, if you have not watched my channel, scroll through and you'll see I have a few episodes on women that have done inappropriate things with their students. If you watch my channel, you'll read, I've done a couple of short blurbs on how prison guards have been inappropriate with prison inmates, with male prison inmates. That is also not, that's not policy. But women will do it. Women will break the rules. Women will break the law in some cases if they are properly motivated. She has no motivation for you. She can easily put you off and say, no, I can't do anything because it's a year until, you know, because of policy and you have to, you can't be a student and you have to do this, have to. Okay, that's fine. No problems. But don't be doing anything for her. Don't put any effort. You're gambling on something that will never come. It'll never show up. It'll never happen. You are putting in all this effort for something that is promised. Well, I'll tell you what that's worth. Nothing. It's worth absolutely nothing. So you're putting in all this time and effort to try to better her and make her life easier. And she says, oh, you know, I would so date you or hang out with you, but it's the rules and we have to play by the rules and we can't, you know, no. If she were really turned on and really wanted to be with you, she would say, hey, we can text, we can message after, I'll meet you over at your place. The school will never find out. You know, that's how it goes if she was really interested. So again, she's telling you she's not interested in you, but she's not going to push you away. She's going to use you for the resources that you provide her, which is time, maybe attention, maybe she gets to complain about things and you listen, you're her shoulder to cry on. In the meantime, she's probably got somebody else that she's attracted to that she's actually going to spend time with. So you're getting played, my friend. Anyway, let me continue on here. He says, we've been playing by the rules and don't plan on breaking them. Well, of course not. That being said, do you have any tips for me to make sure she doesn't lose interest in me over the next year until I ask her to be my girlfriend next year? Thanks for your help. She is never going to ask you to be her girlfriend. She's never going to ask you to be her boyfriend, and you're never going to be her girlfriend. You can't put passion and intense desire and all this on a back burner. It doesn't work like that. You can't get somebody to care for you so much that they're just going to put their life on hold, especially at a 27-year-old young lady, to put her life on back burner for a year. That's not happening. You're just living in a dream world. You know, and I'm not trying to be harsh on you, man, but this is the way it is. If she's really into you, she's not going to put you on a back burner. She would be like trying to find a way to get you guys to hang out outside of work, trying to find ways to fool around, trying to find ways to be together. He says in a second email here, he said, just a follow-up, I wanted to add a little more information. The professor is a Korean professor teaching Korean. I know you mentioned East Asian women in the past video once. I don't know if this info is important. Secondly, you tend to be against marriage, but my circumstance is a bit different. Fooling around in bed isn't as important to me as it is to most men. I was raised by a single mother who may have something to do with it. I'm okay with having kids and cuddling with my girlfriend wife. So if the bedroom fun becomes a more sacrifice in the future, I won't be too upset. Don't get me wrong, if she wants it, great. But it's not that important to me. Thanks again. Okay, so what you're saying is if you want to have kids and just being cuddly with your girlfriend or wife is enough for you. Okay, so if you know, having that type of fun isn't necessarily your forte, that's fine. But remember that what you're putting forth is everything, and what you're getting in return is very, very little. And this is not a good transaction because while you may be very interested or very not interested in the bedroom, women still are. Women still want to feel desired and attractive. When women are excited by men, they, you know, they want to be close to them, okay, and not in a cuddly way. Basically, what you're telling her is, look, I want to have a family someday. I want to be married. But her being, you know, interested in bedroom fun is not important to me. Okay, but the problem is that when a woman is very into you, when a woman is extremely attracted to you, when a woman wants to be with you and she wants to win your heart, she is going to go out of her way to please you. She's going to go, and the same thing goes for guys to women. If a guy really wants a woman, he's going to go out of her way or out of his way to please her. Well, that's what you're doing. You're going out of your way to help her make videos and with video production. You're going out of your way to help her. You're going out of your way to show you care, that you'll wait for her, that you want her to be my girlfriend next year. Okay, how's she going out of her way for you? She isn't. She's doing absolutely nothing for you. She is giving you nothing. But you're putting all this effort out for her. This is a one-way street to where men will, all of a sudden at the end of this, you'll find out she found a boyfriend, or there's this other guy that she's really into, or something's going to happen here, and she may even be dating somebody now. She's just not telling you because you're helping her with her video production. You need to stop giving her anything. You cannot be the chaser. You can't chase her because she's going to just stay just out of your reach. And in the meantime, you're going to get emotionally involved. You're going to get emotionally attached, and you're going to be chasing her down this road. And she is giving you nothing. She's just using you at this point. And you can say what you want. No, she's not like that. Well, guess what? Everybody that watches this channel or listens to my videos, every single one of those people, I almost guarantee you, has been in a relationship where they said, no, not this woman. No, she wouldn't do that to me. No, no way. We're close. She's different. She's special. She's unique. She's funny. She's not like all the other women. You hear that time and time and time again. And you know what happens? At the end of it, you look back and you go, man, I got played. Oh, man, I was such a sucker. I did all this for her, hoping to win her love, and she didn't return it. Well, this is what's happening to you right now. She's giving you literally nothing but a hope and a maybe slight promise, and you're getting nothing in return. So I'm going to tell you how to handle this situation. Number one, you stop making her do the YouTube video productions. Number two, you stop stopping in after class. And if she asks you, and if you really want to see if she's interested in you or not, what I'm going to tell you will work. And if it doesn't work, it means she wasn't interested in you. If she's interested in you, then you'll know the truth of it. Number one, stop helping her on the video production. Number two, stop hanging out with her after class. Stop hanging out with her. Okay, and if she stops you and says, hey, do you want to do such and such, or do you want to hang out, or do you want to text? Don't text her back. Don't message her back for a day if she texts you, or give her a very short reply and move on. And then if she says, hey, what's going on? Why are you disappearing? Why are we not hanging out or talking anymore? You said, you know something? I met somebody, and she's kind of cool. And so, even if it's not true, say, I met somebody, she's kind of interesting and kind of cool, and so I'm hanging out with her a little bit more. Make up a name, make up a story, whatever. Or just say, I don't want to talk about, you know, other dating life. And here's the thing. It sounds like this would backfire against you, but it won't. Just say you've met somebody else. Now, if she's really interested in you, she's going to try to win your attention back. How? Because she's going to find ways that you can hang out after the school. She's going to find ways to circumvent the university policy. She's going to find ways to let you know that she likes you. And if she doesn't, then she doesn't care about you. She was just using you. But if she's really interested in you, then she'll make that happen. Now, if you say, yeah, but if she thinks I have another girl, then she'll stop talking to me because of that. That's not how it works. It doesn't work like that. Women find a man that is desirable by other women as attractive. If you say, I have no women in my life, I have nothing going on, I'm not dating, I'm completely here for you, that makes you sound like you have no other options and that she's the best you can get. And as such, she says, you know what, if no one else wants him, I guess I don't really want him either. And that's just how it goes. You know, it doesn't sound like it makes sense, but that's the way life works. The truth of it is, though, that if you have a lot going on and you don't have time for her because you're like, hey, I'm dating, I've got other options, I'm spending time with them, they're interesting, they're interested in me, other things are going on, she's going to say, hey, you know what, maybe this guy is a catch. Maybe I need to step my game up a little bit because it sounds like he's moving on and it sounds like he's finding other women that are interested in him. I got to step my game up. And that's what's going to happen. So the thing you need to do is cut it off cold. You need to stop texting her back, or at least right away. If she messages you, make a rule. I'm not going to text back for at least several hours. And it's not, you know, it is playing games, but what you're saying to her is, look, I have other things going on in my life that are more important to me than you. Because she's not making herself important to you. Now, if you two were dating and in love and everything were hot and heavy, okay, then you text her back right away and let her know that she's important to you. But not at this stage. She's not doing anything for you. So if she messages you, you don't message her back for an extended period of time. And just say, you know, I was busy doing other stuff. And that can be true. Now, maybe it's busy playing video games. Maybe it's busy taking a nap. Maybe it's busy washing your dog. Whatever. Just make other things a priority in your life, all right? So once you've done all this, she either, like I said, one of two things is going to happen. Number one, she's going to blow you off. It's because she can't use you anymore, and she doesn't feel that she values you enough to put in any effort. You win. That is a good result, okay? I know it doesn't sound like it, but if she's not really into you, you don't need her leading you on. That's a good result. Number two, you say, hey, you know, I got other things going on and so forth, and she says, you know something? I might lose him to this other girl, and I do like him, and I do want him around, and how am I going to keep him? And the way she's going to keep you is by putting in effort. And she's going to say, oh, is it serious? You know, do you love her? She's going to start that stuff. And you say, no, you know, we're just exploring to see where it goes. It sounds like you and I, things are going to have to wait for a year. I'm not into waiting. You know, I'm into hanging out with somebody now and making something happen now. So I'm just moving on. And she's either going to say, oh, okay, I get it. No problem. Good luck. Or, well, what about me? And you say, hey, things are going to have to change between us. And she's going to have to put in some effort. So there you go. But as it stands right now, man, don't get used. And that's what it sounds like is happening to you. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. And if you want to ask me a question, send it in to beingthebestbachelor@gmail.com with advice in the subject line. And I will catch it and see if it's good. And just sign it, you know, even if it's from your emails from bobsmith@gmail, just sign it Love Lost or something. And that's what I'll read as your question name that wrote me, or I'll make one up for you if you're completely anonymous. If you like my work, please like, comment, share, and of course subscribe. I'd appreciate that so much. Guys, we'll leave it there. This has been Her Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, you want to be the one putting in the same or less amount of effort into a relationship, because if you're doing more, you've lost her interest. Thank you.